Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and we do two calls in one every day right here inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. The first part of the call is usually a question you've brought up inside the Facebook group, and the second half is something that's on my mind. But today, you're in for a treat because you're going to get whatever is on Anna Kruger's mind. Anna Kruger is one of the smartest people I know. She has been in the real estate industry for decades. She is a fantastic coach who helps and supports agents in knowing how to communicate, better connect, follow up, and just create so much opportunity. And I'm pumped that she's leading the call today. So Anna Kruger, take it over.
But good to see you guys. Good morning. I'm so excited to be with you this morning. My name is Anna Kruger. I think I know a lot of you, but not all of you. I've been part of the Pivot community. Gosh, I kind of dabbled in it. And then I went all in after my sabbatical this summer and wondered, where the heck was I? Why was I not here more often? So I'm glad to be here. I think you guys are pretty awesome. But I'm excited for today. So as you know, the first half, we're going to talk through things that were posted in the Facebook group and have you guys answer the questions. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll transition and we'll do our second mastermind with something that's been on my mind. Today, we're going to talk through how to set appointments that actually show up and hire you. There's a big opportunity, I believe, for that particular thing, and it ties perfectly into being seen as the expert in your local area. So I'm excited for that. Real quick, I want to give you a reminder. Monday, who remembers what's happening Monday? We've been announcing it.
We got a link change on Monday.
Yes. There's a link change. So the way you find it is go to jamesdshaw.com. You'll click join our free daily call and just re-register and you will get it. I'm thinking I should probably put that in my calendar. So I'm not going to do it now because I'm leading the call, but I would recommend go put that in your calendar, maybe for Sunday night or Monday morning, so you remember that. All right. So for today, I saw a great question that I would love to know more about. And I can't wait until I hear what you have to say. So somebody put in Facebook. Let me find it. So we had a great question from Philip and it said, let's talk seminars. What has worked for you for attracting attendees? Giveaways, foods, ads, help a brother out. I loved that question. The reason I love it is I hear a lot of people asking questions around where to find leads. And I want to break the box that it has to be all through the phone. Can we stop thinking that lead gen always has to be on the phone? Our job is simply to talk to humans and see if they have a real estate need and how to help them. However you find those humans, that can vary. And how you want to find them can vary depending on your personality. Play to your personality. And I think a lot of us in real estate, we like people, right? So if we can get people in front of us in person or on a Zoom, that could be really energizing for lead gen, and seminars are a great way to do that. So let's hear from you. Raise your hand and let's hear from you. Use the chat box. What do you do to launch seminars and educate the people in your world? And we'll start with Authorine. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you?
I am happy after listening to that song. I was happy before the song, but now I'm just extra happy. I'm good.
And you. I just found out you can't dance.
Yeah, so I cannot dance. You think I could.
Next time I see you, we're going to have dance lessons, honey.
All right. I'm down for it.
All right. Good. You Jamaican girl here. I got you. Okay. All right. So how do you attract people to your seminars? First of all, it's the content. Mm-hmm. So I've been building out this year senior seminars. I've done two already. And it's the content. So what do they need to know? How can you be of massive value without even thinking about the outcomes, right? So every day, I'm told 11,600 people turn 65, right? So I've been watching where my business has been going. And it's the friends that we went to school, raised the kids together, that's calling me. So what I did was I paid some money on senior webinars, how to do them. So I've been doing them on Zoom. And there's a 6 or 8 week lead up, just like you would do anything else. And you've got to be specific at where your target audience is. So it's a lot of going into the communities, the senior communities, talking to your organizers, talking to your movers, right? Doing Facebook ads. But I've found for me that the most participation I got was from the people, guess where, in my database. Yeah. So the first one I had, I think about 23 or 30 people signed up. Well, of
that's
course,
a great number, by the way. That's a great number, 23 or more. That's an awesome number for a seminar. So well done.
Yeah. And so 13 showed up. And from those 13, I have three genuine leads that I don't know them at all. I think they found me on Facebook or somebody invited them, which is great because now I have somebody. And so the goal is to do it ongoing and to build the content, build the content, build the content.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. And I was struck with how you knew the data of how many people are turning 65 every day. That was impressive. And so again, it goes back to being an expert. Pick something that you want to know a lot about and go all in on it. I mean, I've built my business off of webinars and seminars. And what I would recommend too is pay attention to the questions you get all the time. And the questions you get all the time, that becomes great content to have a seminar around it.
Thank you. Really good.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. And thanks for being willing to teach me how to dance. I'm ready. All right, Bree, let's hear from you.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I 100% agree that it does not always have to be calling. And I know that my superpower, if you will, or where I'm my most authentic self is when I'm belly to belly and in front of someone. So like events, I know that when I'm done with an event, like at the end of it, it lights me up. I don't feel exhausted, but I just feel re-energized. So I know that I'm in alignment with it. And then what we do is we definitely give enough time to market it properly and definitely leveraging the socials like Facebook, Instagram, doing ads on there. This last event we did at a brewery, a homebuyer seminar, and we also did an Eventbrite ad. A lot of people don't think about being able to do that as well, but it just allows for you to expand your reach. And then it's very low, centralized in a neighborhood that I'm farming. So it's also just brand awareness, getting out there. We went to like the different apartments that are in this area, dropped off flyers, talked to the apartment leasing managers, went to most of the coffee shops, put out flyers, posted up there. And then at the event, just in conversation, asking, hey, how did you hear about this event? So that we know like what breadcrumbs, where to leave them again the next time. So that's definitely something that I enjoy doing.
Yeah, that's so good. And I like how you said asking how they found out so you know what to repeat again. That's so smart. Mm-hmm. We should do that anytime we come in touch with people, especially mm-hmm. I could see a seminar. Yeah, thank you for that. And you might have said this and I missed it. Do you do them in person, right? Not on Zoom?
Yeah, yeah, in person. We are doing a virtual buyer event at the end of October. But yeah, mostly in person because I know that it's that energy. And then we just leverage some vendors. My lender partner, she's awesome. And then we just have a contest. We've done Kahoot for the last one just to kind of make it interactive and add some fun into it. But yeah, definitely in person, I enjoy better.
Yeah, that's great. I think tell us in the chat box if you prefer in person to the phone. I think that's a lot of us. I like phone because I can get through a lot of people quickly. It's efficient. But my personality prefers in person. So it's like strategy wise, phone is great. Personality wise, I love in person. And that's where having a variety of both is awesome. By the way, on the phone, a great conversion is 5%. In person, it's 80%. So the more you can get in front of people, the better it's going to be. All right, Dan, let's hear from you and then we'll go to Erica.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks, Anna. Yes, I actually had my first so-called real estate seminar at the local senior citizen center here in Piscataway. And I actually attracted 15 people to this event. Now, keep in mind, I already have a community business relationship with the senior citizen center because I'm president of the Historical and Heritage Society in Piscataway. So they all know me. But this first seminar, I use social media. I also had the director of the center advertise it at the center itself. So I had 15 people. I had, it was about decluttering. Okay. And a lot of them were into it because I even had handouts. I even challenged them to walk away from this event. And I'll follow up with you because they gave me their phone numbers, email addresses, because this isn't in an adult community. They, most of them own their own homes. So, you know, there was talk about, hey, you know, I do have to declutter. I appreciate this class. And then also I asked, where did you get the information? And most likely it was at the Senior Citizen Center, as well as maybe a friend or two.
That's great. I like how it wasn't specifically about buying or selling.
Well, you see, that was one thing that the rector said. Dan, you know, I've heard people like you come in here and say that, you know, you're not going to solicit your business. So I said, you know, Amy, I said, I won't do that. And when I opened up the event there, the seminar or workshop, I should say, because I have like 9 other workshops that uh-huh. are related to real estate. Okay, coming in 2026 to this center. But I made a disclaimer. I'm not here to solicit my real estate services, whether you're a buyer or a seller. If you want to talk more about it, we can talk afterwards. You can reach out to me.
I really like that. That's so smart. It reminds me, sometimes when we're thinking of who to call, if you are doing something on the phone, think through, what do people do before they get ready to sell? And so, for example, I have found success calling contractors, because a lot of sellers call contractors to get their house ready. So when you said you talk about decluttering, it made me think that's often the thing that happens before they do something with real estate. So it's so smart to go to that place to find people. Really good. Okay, Erica, let's hear from you.
So first of all, I just want to say I'm so excited to have you hosting this call.
Thank you.
So much value. Second of all, I'm thrilled that you thought to ask this question and that I set up what's called a ChatGPT employee, because I took the time to do that a couple weeks ago. And so then I was like, oh my gosh, I have been hosting tons of events for a second business I built in my community to help business owners grow using social media, networking the community, but I've not done workshops in a while. So I asked the question, and since ChatGPT knew me so well, it was like, boom, here are your answers. So I'm just going to give you a full bullet set. Few bullets that came up that I was like, oh, duh. Like, yeah, that makes sense, because I kind of know. So one of them is, the first one is defining your audience. Like, who are you actually educating? Because if you have everybody in the room, you're talking to nobody. So if it's clients, community members, referral partners, colleagues, and then why? To inform, to build trust, to generate referrals, to showcase expertise, or to nurture. And like, what is the transformation do you want participants to walk away with? So at the end of the seminar, attendees will know how to spot hidden opportunities in the local market and feel more confident making real estate decisions. So that's like a little bit more attractive than they're gonna buy a home, right? And then choose the format. It could be in person. And then I thought this was great that it said for me, and it might, I would have never thought, it could be a workshop, a power breakfast, a networking event, a learning event. It could be a Zoom masterclass, and you say that versus like, I'm just hosting a workshop, a seminar. It's a masterclass, because folks are masters in real estate. It could be Facebook Live. It could be an Instagram Live. It could be hybrid. Also, when you're there, you have to have it structured. So like your intro, your story, your credibility, why this matters. 3 to 5 teaching points with examples, Q&A interactive piece, and then clearly a takeaway or call to action. Because if you don't have an agenda, or they try to take you off track with your questions, you're just like everywhere. And then compelling content, stories, stats, people remember examples more than facts. Break big ideas. Like if you have a big concept, break it into digestible steps, like 10 reasons to do this or 5 steps to do that. And then 3 mistakes people make when doing this, or the 5 steps to that.
Oh yeah.
Marketing is huge. Email lists, past clients, referral partners, community groups, social media teasers, reels, countdown posts, Instagram stories, polls. And then Dan, you just brought this up, which made me think of it. Co-host with partners. So right, like, and Anna, when you ask the question, what happens before their move? So then maybe they're dealing with a financial stress. So get your financial planner there, your attorney, your wellness coach, or like maybe there, you could do something like what to expect when you're expecting, like for people, women who are having a baby, right? And have, you know, referral partners related to that. And then all different platforms, Brie mentioned it, Eventbrite, Facebook events, and even a Google form, right? Registering, how did you hear? Who else do you know? Maybe a giveaway if they invite someone else. And then I love this. It said, how to, instead of real estate seminar, how to buy your first home without regrets. Or 3 and don't worry, I'll post to the Facebook group. I know it's a lot. 3 secrets to protecting your wealth in today's market. And then capturing leads. Like when you're there, you want to make sure you're recording the event so you can repurpose it. Like the YouTube clips, the blog posts, takeaway resources, the checklist guides, phone numbers. And then always have a clear to action, it clear call to action. If you want to, if you'd like to help applying this in your own situation, let's set up a time to chat. Have them a bit.ly link so they can register, a QR code when they're there. Have people helping you, and then send thank you cards, emails, replays, notes, ask for feedback and testimonials so you can share it in other places. And your attendees, stay in communication, newsletters, updates, and schedule your next seminar while you're there so they have a what's next. They are having a great time. Let them know that this is the next step, so have that plan. And I hope that's helpful, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you, Erica. I feel like that section needs to be rewound and listened to in chunks because there was a lot of information in there. Great, great stuff. I like the power breakfast. What I think my biggest takeaway from what you just said, Erica, was coming up with unique names for how to it's not just a webinar or a class, but power breakfast, things like that, masterclass. I thought that was great. All right, Michelle, let's hear from you.
Good morning, everybody. So I have exclusively done online seminars for the longest time. And the reason is because I don't have a farm. So I do buyer and seller seminars. I have been reaching out to pastors to get into churches. Hasn't happened yet. They're a little slow on responding, but I'm working on it. So I usually do my Eventbrite. I use Eventbrite to capture these people. I send it out to my my database, but mostly the people who attend are people who don't know me. So I'm catching them through Eventbrite, and I do it on a Wednesday. I do it between 8 and 9. 9 o'clock is a hard stop. I invite somebody, and it's more like a question answer kind of thing. Lots of them don't come on camera for whatever reason. The men usually do, the ladies don't, but they ask a lot of questions during it. And then when everything is over and done with, I found that this really works because you really don't know these people. I offer a hard copy of my buyer or seller guide. I pick it up, I show it to them. They love it. They get all excited. And I say, inbox me directly, or there's my phone numbers. Text me your address. You don't need to put it on this portal, and I will send it to you. I have found that this works amazingly. If you want, I can send it to your office. You don't have to send it to your home, because people are uncomfortable. They don't know me like that. So I go ahead and I send that. And then I follow up with my AM cards. And let me tell you something. I've had some great success with doing this on a regular basis.
And you said what kind of cards? I missed it.
AM cards. It's like a automated card thing. Okay, I send it out that way.
Yeah, cards. I think cards are way underutilized. I love that you said that, Michelle. We had an agent on our team who was really good at sending postcards. And postcards are great because they're cheaper postage-wise. And he had left our team, and still it was a good 6 months after he left our team, I was still getting calls off of those postcards asking for him. And I knew he wasn't lead generating anymore because he wasn't here. So that told me this is exclusively from that postcard. So cards, postcards, they're wonderful. It's such a good way to stay in front of people. All right, Byron, you're next.
Good morning. Good morning. Full disclosure, I'm in the middle of doing my first seller seminar, but just to speak on what we're doing. So for most people know that me and my business partner Door Knock expires a lot. So we had door hangers made specifically for our seminar. So that's what we've been doing. We also had postcards made. So we're sending out postcards, plus we're calling around all those as well. We'll send text, get closer. and we have an Eventbrite. So we have the location, we are offering some food. We are going to have a stager, a lender, and a home inspector there. So we're also telling anybody that we come across that's a buyer that it could be potentially good for them because the chance to talk to the lender and stuff. But that's everything we're doing to get ours, hopefully, because I think we've hit 500 houses in the last month. So I don't know what the turnout's going to be yet, but hopefully we get some.
Yeah, you'll have to tell us, either unmute afterwards to share a win when you come back another day, or put it in the chat box. You'll have to let us know how that goes. It's great. Awesome. All right, Kathleen, you are next. And then we'll go to Edwina. And I think if we have time, we'll do one more. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Anna, so much for the opportunity. And it's so great seeing you here today.
You too.
What I'm doing, because I'm a senior, and most of my friends from my kids, growing up days, or seniors, all the subdivisions around me are vast. So I'm holding a senior seminar in November. We're still working on it. However, what I'm also doing is tying the blessing baskets into that for everybody that attends to donate to the blessing baskets, and also another charity. That I find that when you attach any seminar or any event to let's help the community, I get a better response. So that's, you know, number one focus. But also,
hey, Kathleen, I'm going to interrupt you real quick. I think a lot of people know, but not everybody knows. What is a blessing basket?
Okay, blessing basket, which if anybody wants the game plan, the playbook for is, I believe it is in Pivot, but it's also in Inspire. And it's gathering, whether you want to use baskets or whatever, food, supplies for, you know, Thanksgiving typically, but you can do it for any blessing basket. You can do a blessing backpack. It's to donate to an organization for Thanksgiving time, and we fill the basket with all the foods, non-perishable. You can also do gift cards for turkey, but you make it a community event. You have a drop-off place, and you pick an organization, a needy organization, church, to deliver those to. And then also, because in the past 2 years, I have done 6 probates, and what I've learned is it astonishes me how many people don't have a correct will or a trust, and especially elderly seniors' parents. They didn't know their parents didn't have the proper documentation. Every state's different. In Michigan, you truly need a trust because every will can be contested. And with that comes a lot. So what I've learned to tell my baby boomers, start purging, downsizing, cleaning, decluttering now, because as we get older and we have bigger homes, we accumulate. And what I'm watching these people go through for probates, it's unbelievable. So I find a big need for that. Also tying in something fun, I'm doing a wine nut, and it's going to be sip and serve wine and charcuterie board. So people always love food. They love collaboration. And I just have to come up with the right tagline to get people there. That's my one thing I'm kind of.
ChatGPT. ChatGPT will help you with that.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's how I came up with the name for No Script Sales Method, was ChatGPT and I were hanging out in a coffee shop for a few hours and we figured it out. So that's great.
Yeah. ChatGPT is like my new best friend.
Yes. I resisted for a while and now I'm like, why? Again, I need to adopt faster. There you go.
Right.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing, Kathleen. Last, probably last, Edwina, go ahead. Let's hear from you.
Yeah, I specialize in seniors and seminars for seniors. Like Kathleen, I am one. Sassy 70 start next week.
I love
and
it.
My seminars, I'm now in 2 different locations. One I've been in, this is my 4th year. And they start slow and people need to understand that as you get the word out. We started out with social media and things, you know, the things that everybody has said. What I do as well, my specialty in seniors, I am part of 3 different senior networking groups that meet once a month. And I always talk about the seminars there so that other senior vendors and providers, home health, communities, those people can say, oh, wow, you know, maybe you still have questions or things like that and can refer them there. But even your regular networking groups, I talk about it at the Chamber of Commerce. I talk about it at my Argyle Business Association, because you don't know where those people are going to be able to refer you to. So in one instance, he was like, oh, you have got to come talk to this group at my church. Introduced me to, they're called the Ladybugs. It's their Bible study on Sunday evening. I spoke to them about my Go Binders and 411 binders. They asked me what other things could I talk about. And so I am going back a week from this Sunday and talking about scams. So basically, it's like anything else, talking about it anywhere and everywhere and figuring out what is your specialty and surrounding everything around that. We also mail prior to our seminars. They're always the 3rd Tuesday in Argyle, the 3rd Thursday in Flower Mound. We mail postcards. I'm taking 475 postcards to the post office today. We figured out how to do the bulk mail system to get those down to about 50 cents per card. We print them in the office, but we've kind of got it into a system and a rhythm. And those go out every month so that they arrive the week before the seminars as reminders. Yeah, I write for a local newspaper. They have what they call local experts. So you brand it. So my seminars, my senior business is called Senior Talk DFW. And people come from that article because my avatar, my clients, they are reading the newspaper. So you kind of use all of it, but you talk about it anywhere and everywhere.
That's so smart. In this vein too, I had a client out of Texas who would go to wedding expos and baby expos and rent a booth and do a giveaway. They would give away, they would put the Louis Vuitton diamond studded shoes in a glass box and they had they had to submit the info to be eligible for the giveaway, but it wasn't exactly a seminar, but it was drawing them to them for education. And again, they were getting in front of people that would have a high likelihood of moving. I thought that was a great idea. So another, not exactly a seminar, but still a way to get in front of people for education. So really good. All right, perfect. Well, good morning, everyone. It is 8:01 here Eastern Time. Your eyes are not deceiving you. This is not James Shaw, in case you were confused. Anna Krueger here today. James is away celebrating his anniversary, which we are so excited for that. And I'm excited to be here with you today, my first day hosting Pivot. If yesterday's comments were any indication, it should be interesting because y'all promised not to behave. So James may never invite me back. But I'm excited to have fun with you guys today. Today, we're going to talk about how do you set appointments that actually show up and sign. And the reason I thought of this is it plays into being the local market authority, which we've been talking about. So we'll get into that in just a moment. Before we do, though, let's hear a couple something good. I see Louise, Gwen. Louise, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, friends from sunny South Florida here in Palm Beach County. I just wanted to share, or how I guess I have a testimony about the DTD2. I've been consistently working the DTD2 since June 1st, and truly the high majority of my business is from that. I had a lot of life happening around me over the past 5-6 months, and had it not been for the DTD2, I would be singing another tune. So I just wanted to speak to the value of being consistent with the system, and the system that I am loving right now is the DTD2.
Yeah. And if you would be willing to share, I'm kind of putting you on the spot. I know, because I talked to you yesterday. She started consistency in June and it is now October. And how many pieces of business did you all of a sudden have pop up from that?
Oh, goodness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 7.
Yeah, I was thinking 6 or 7. So I think that's a great share, because what we do today is often coming from several months ago. So whenever you're having success today, it's worth pausing and thinking through, well, what happened 3 to 4 months ago that caused today's success so I can do it again? So thank you so much for sharing that. Really good. Perfect. All right, Gwen and then Kathleen, and then we'll jump into our topic.
Good morning. Thank you for calling on me. So on Monday, I spoke about one of my clients that was on the fence about doing a price reduction. We did a 10% price reduction. And yesterday we got an offer. Mm-hmm. And that was testimony to that price reduction that was much needed. And I also tested for my broker's exam. And now I am a broker.
Yay. Congratulations. That's big.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank awesome. You. Thank you, Gwen. All right, Kathleen, let's hear from you.
Yeah, my cup is so full. I look a little tired and ragged because I just had a long flight back from Colorado yesterday. I just want to say, in our real estate world, we do experience a lot of stress, right? Please, please take the opportunity. And just like James is today celebrating his anniversary, take some time and go away. Go someplace you haven't been. I was in Eagle, Colorado, and it stole my heart. I tried fly fishing for the second time. But while I was away, I still stayed consistent in my morning calls. And I ended up with, as I was gone, which we all know if you want to get busy as a realtor, go away, 3 referrals. And also, what I highly recommend, whenever you go away, even in your own state, go visit 2 or 3 realtor brokerages offices. I did that. And I have 3 great new best friends now in Eagle, Colorado, which is near Vail. And just keep building that relationship in our, not only in our DTD2 database of clients, but with realtors. It was great experience.
Yeah, that's so smart. Kathleen, fly fishing is a lot harder than you think, isn't it? Did you find that to be true?
It takes a lot of patience.
It does.
And I can tell you this, Anna, it's the first time in my whole real estate career I shut off my brain.
Because you can't think of anything else.
Yeah. And you look at the beauty and all you're doing is casting and mending, but it's the experience. I recommend it to everybody.
Yeah. I've heard that if you are very active with your brain during the day for work, which we are in real estate, do something with your hands to relax. So fly fishing, puzzles, things like that, because it makes you, you have to put all your focus on it. So really great. Awesome. Thank you for that share. So real quick before we jump in, a quick reminder, Monday, we are going to have a new link for this call. So if you click on the link you clicked on today on Monday, you'll probably email Anna and say, where is everyone? I can't find it. So make sure on Monday you go to jamesdshaw.com, click join the daily call, and that will put you registering for the new link that will work for the next quarter. So make sure you do that. And then tomorrow, I don't know where Matt is. I'm assuming he's on here somewhere. Matt will be leading the call tomorrow. That will be a real treat. Matt is a treasure to this community. So make sure you jump in tomorrow and we'll learn from Matt. So what we're going to talk about today is how do you set appointments that actually show up and hire you, sign the agreement. So if that's something you're really good at, I'd love to have you raise your hand and share. Before we do, I just want to put some data up on the screen to show the value of why we are talking about this. So my specialty is lead gen, lead conversion. And for those of you that are listening to the podcast and can't see, I will say the data. But those of you that can see, look at the screen. And I have two examples up on the screen. On the left-hand side, we have an example of someone who set 13 appointments. And on the right-hand side, we have an example of someone who set 13 appointments. However, on the left-hand side, only 6 of them showed up, which is 46%. On the right-hand side, 9 showed up, which is 69%. So basically, only 3 more showed up on the right-hand side, yet it increased the conversion by about 23%. So that's a huge jump in conversion. However, what I want you to pay attention to is at the bottom of the data I'm sharing, notice that per month to get the same results, just by increasing the set to held percentage, the person on the left has to talk to 525 people a month to get the same result as the person on the right only has to talk to 237. Now, if you kind of lost me in the data, per month, that is a 288 contact number difference to get the same exact result, okay? I share this because I find when we want more business, the go-to seems to be, I need to talk to more people, I need to talk to more people, right? I've done that. Isn't that pretty common? We need to talk to more people, which by the way, that very well may be true. If you're not talking to enough people. Yet what I find is a lot of times, if we just kept talking to the same amount, yet increased our skill, we wouldn't need to talk to more people. Who here would like to save 288 contacts a month just by increasing your set to held, right? So that's why I picked this topic for today, because it definitely plays into being the local market expert. So I have a few thoughts I'll share later, but I'd rather hear from you. So Sheena, let's start with you. How do you work and get your set to held ratio up?
Hi, Anna. Thank you so much. You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
I am very consistent at going to my networking groups, and I believe in when you foster those relationships, when you're not even in the room, they speak up for you, right? I got a listing that someone the other day over Facebook inboxing me, they're already listed with a realtor at RE/MAX and things are not going well. And they said, hey, I heard about you at the Women's Cigar Club, and they said that you are the go-to. Would you please list my name? So that right there was a game changer.
Yeah. That's right. I'm hearing having community around you and being in the community so they know you is helping you actually convert those appointments is what I'm hearing from that. That's correct. Great. Perfect. Thank you for that share. Josie, let's hear from you. By the way, I love when you all have your location in your name. That's so smart for referrals. Josie, let's hear from you.
Morning. Yep, Josie from CT. I am surprised at the lack of hands. Get those hands up, people.
I know. I'm thinking maybe we really need to talk about this. Maybe this is an area of struggle. So I hear
possibly. Yeah. And so this is a conversation I've been having with our client care manager a lot the last 2 weeks, which is why I did raise my hand. So for me, obviously the conversion for sure needs to be the focus, and she's great at talking to people, right? And yet like people give great feedback, she's friendly, and yet we need her to convert, right? To actually help get appointments for the team. And so part of that is just making sure that you're going to script practice, right? Like Pivot has all those, what approved as James calls them, like script practices all over the country, right? So like she is supposed to be attending those at least 2 to 3 times a week. Like I know ChatGPT helps with that, but I'm like, you need to be script practicing with a person. That's just my opinion. That's the one instance where I'm like, AI is not going to be able to help give you that human interaction, those real life kind of, you know, objections and things like that. You know, I script practice with her once in a while as well. And then just actually like at least once a quarter, trying to find a script, like course that she can take, right? Like we're with Place. And so we have access to like a lot of different resources for things like that. So she just signed up for another one that started yesterday, I believe. So making sure that you're just always trying to find tools that can help you learn. Like that's the thing. That's the way to get better at conversions. It is talking to more people, but if you're talking to more people, but you're still not, like you're still doing the same mistakes, then you're spinning your wheels. So you have to be talking to the right people or putting yourselves in the right places where you're actually learning better skills, or for example, Anna's no script sales method group as well.
Yes. Thank you for that. Yeah. That's part of why we created it, was to help out with things like this. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that share. All right, Irene, let's hear from you. How are you? And I would love to give people specific tactical things. What are we doing to get our appointments to actually show up? Go ahead, Irene.
Good morning from Toronto. Thank you, Anna. And I just noticed that the Zoom in my phone doesn't have my city in it, which is a little bit weird. I'll have to figure that out. So we do have a very, very templated format. Firstly, to set the listing appointment, like Josie said, having the verbiage and making sure that the people understand what the appointment is going to be all about. And I'm sure that's a whole other conversation. Yeah. So yeah. Once the appointment is set, immediately we have a before we meet email, which has our pre-consultation package. It has our testimonials. It used to have a whole bunch of resources that we still have to put in, like preferred professionals and school information, a lot of that stuff. It's all embedded in that email. And then making sure
real quick, just because you just said something golden that I want to make sure everybody captured. It's telling them what to expect in the meeting. Have you ever had a meeting and you think, I don't even know what this meeting's for?
Yes.
To cancel. So you said something so golden and it was quick. I don't want people to miss it. Tell them exactly what to expect. So I love that. Keep going.
Yeah, terrific. So the before we meet email, and then it's the pre-qualifying questions. Yes. We talk about this a lot, and I was doing pre-qualifying questions before we even had a name for it. And it is so critical because, yes, you are also setting expectations for what to expect at the meeting, and you're getting their expectations. Who else are they interviewing? You assume the people are interviewing. One of the mistakes I made before was coming to appointments with either my sphere or past clients, kind of walking in assuming I had the listing, which I learned very quickly is not a good thing to do. So assume they're talking to other people and question them about that. If we don't know them, we look for what's going to be important for them. Is it time, money, or convenience? Figure all of that out. It's a very intense pre-consultation questionnaire. And then the reminder the day before, sometimes even the reminder the morning of. So
not
it's
confirmation, it's, by the way, it's reminder, because confirmation sounds like I can still get out of it. So they're not confirmation calls.
Exactly.
I love how you said it. It's a reminder call. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So just keeping them engaged.
Yes.
Really? So yeah.
Thank you, Irene. I love that. I want to play off what she just said. I want to give you a pattern. Can I give you all a language pattern real quick? Because it plays beautifully off of what she just said about this is an interview. Get ready to write this down. One thing I love about this particular metric, set to held, is you can improve it really quickly. You know how a lot of times the work we do today pays off in 3 months? When you work on your set to held skill, you can usually see it improve within 2 weeks. I've seen people go from a 40% held ratio to an 80% held ratio in 2 weeks. Also, using what I'm about to give you, we usually get 90 to 95% signature ratio. So I'm going to give you 3 things to tell people before an appointment. 70 to 80% will show up. There's a lot more to it than just the 3 things, pre-screening, things like that. But there's 70 to 80% is the goal for the show ratio. 90 to 95% is my personal goal for signing ratio. So here's a way to do that, playing off what Irene just said. Write this down. When you're about ready to set the appointment, part of being the expert is telling them what is the next step. That makes you the local expert, right? So you're going to say the next step is number one, we're going to get together and go back over your motivation and pricing. Number two, we're going to interview each other. So number one, we're going to go back over motivation and pricing. Number two, we're going to interview each other, which levels the playing field. I'm interviewing you and you're interviewing me. I just find saying that causes people to show up differently because I don't take every listing. You probably don't take every listing, right? So number one, go back over motivation and price. Number two, we'll interview each other, make sure we're a good fit. And then number three, and this is key. This is so big. Number three, if everything looks good, we will sign paperwork to activate the next step. Any questions? And you say it just like that. Sign paperwork. It's called an embedded command. It's a way to just kind of plant in their mind, I'm going to sign some paperwork. So then number three, we're going to sign paperwork to activate the next step. Any questions? And so what we're doing is before we even pick a time, we're letting them know exactly what will happen in that appointment and that there's paperwork involved. Now, I'm not going to explain the paperwork on the phone. That's better for in person. But what I do want to do is set the expectation that there is paperwork and you probably will be signing it once we talk about it. So those three things will help you with setting appointments. And again, the goal is 70 to 80% of them show. And kind of industry standard is 80% sign. I'm going for 90 to 95 personally. And we see that using that dialogue that I just gave you. So I just had to share because I know it will help you. That will help you with your set to held. And we do a deep dive in that with no script sales method, but that's the gist of how to do it quickly. Okay. All right, Ricardo, let's hear from you. Thank you for that share, Irene.
What's up, Anna? And good morning, everybody. Thanks for allowing me to share. So being able to show your value before getting to them. If you don't know your value, if you don't believe in your value, they're going to hear that you don't believe in your value. So there's going to be no reason for them to go to the next step. Second, do your research before speaking to them, knocking on doors. Not everybody knocks on doors, but when you do, and if you do, make sure you know that neighborhood. Make sure you know the reasons why people are leaving, the reasons why there's no turnover in the neighborhood. Make sure you know what they're currently paying in taxes in regards to if you're in a homestead state, if they're paying 4% or 6%. Show that value in order to make sure that, all right, if they're paying 6%, they've been paying 6% for the past 3 years, that's a chance for you to give them $10,000 to $12,000 in their pocket within the next 3 weeks in order to sign them up for getting them to apply for the 4%. Like they do in Charleston, South Carolina. So thanks for allowing me to share.
Yeah, thank you for that, Ricardo. And what I heard in what you just said is you know your stuff. You're knowledgeable and you can help them strategize because of that. So going back to that local expert of choice. Wonderful. Bree, let's hear from you. We've got 2 minutes. So let's hear from you and we'll see how many more we can get in the next 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, so something I learned from Mark Ramsey, bowl coach, was to ask, is there anything that could get in the way of our meeting? And that's just kind of taking that excuse away or just saying, you know, hey, whatever could come up, we're going to go ahead and put that on the table now. Second would be I always do a calendar invite with my, whether it's a listing appointment, buyer agency appointment, and I do a notification on there to notify them the day before. And then third is calling the morning of and just reminding them, hey, I'm wanting to make sure we're still good for our appointment today at 3:00. And those are the three things that I do.
Yeah, I love that you do the calendar invite. I think that's something a lot of people miss. And you just reminded me, I used to do that and tell people accepting that is how I know for sure you're coming. And I noticed the people who didn't accept it, they were the ones who would no show. So it's a great step to make sure you're protecting your calendar. All right, lastly, I'm going to pick on Jill just because I haven't heard from her yet today. So Jill, round us out here. What you got for us?
Conversion is primary right now. I definitely have a CRM and sometimes it is like just keeping in touch and you don't even know who's keying into it. There was a meme on Facebook. It said, attractively, 79% of the sellers regret not selling sooner, something like that. So I put it out as a more or less bulk extra email. And, you know, a seller that I've been talking to for about a year and a half called me and said, I want to talk to you about listing. And I started thinking it definitely spurred someone. And it was just, it interested me to hear that. So I put it out, you know, it becomes what I want to say to people. And I think it's working.
Good. That's awesome. Again, providing data. I like how there is data there. When you say people, that's one thing. When you say 79% of people, that just raises your expertise in the way people perceive that you know what you're talking about. So that's really great. Well, guys, I really had fun with you today. Tomorrow, Matt Cannon will be here. You don't want to miss it. I think Matt is such an amazing presenter with so much value to add. So I'm really excited that he's hosting tomorrow. And then reminder on Monday, go to jamesdshaw.com to get the new link. I had fun. This went way faster than I was expecting. This was a lot of fun. Thanks for making it fun with me today. If I didn't get to you, please share, raise your hand the next call. I saw more hands and I wanted to call on you. I know you have value to add and we just simply ran out of time. So thanks for being here and we will catch you tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.
Anna, thank you so much for hosting today. I appreciate you very much. That was great stuff. Thank you to all of you for choosing to be part of it. We'll see you inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group and online too at jamesdshaw.com and on Instagram at jamesdshaw. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration.